The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Racha, we are continuing the special Shemoneh Esrei for Teres Mei Tshuva. So we started for Shemoneh Esrei after we had the Geula, Smichas Geula Litzvile, reminding ourselves tremendous Chasodim and Hashgacha, Kodesh Baruch did to us in front of our eyes, taking us out of Mitzrayim, recognize the greatness and the relation we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we say Hashem's Fosai Tivtoch, which is a bridge and puts us in the position of recognition that we're totally in the hands, even our lips, and ability to dominate a gift from Hashem. And number two, we're positioning ourselves in what we're doing, clarifying. I'm not here just to make demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all part of praising Hashem. That's what life is all about. The more we praise Hashem, the closer we are to Hashem, the more Hashgacha we have. One of the ways we praise Hashem is by asking for things. But the main thing is the praise. Asking is because I recognize His greatness, and therefore I feel comfortable asking Him whether I deserve it or not. Because I know He's the one to turn to. He's the one who loves me so much. We pointed out in the first bracha on Aseres Mei Tshuva, we say, which is, that's an hemshech of the lemancho that we say in the first bracha of the bracha of the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has the obvious Mogen Avrom. The whole first bracha is around the chasodim of Hashem that was emulated by our forefather Avraham Avinu, and therefore lemancho, because you have a desire to be native. We want that rotzon, that desire to be native, to come out and give us chayim. Not just thinking about myself, but thinking about the rotzon Hashem lemancho. Like we said in that bracha, immediately before we say this, zochein lechayim. Good, maybe go to the name, leman shemoi, the avod. For his shame, for his shame. We know it's called the Bracha of Gevuros. Gevuros. It means the Gevur of Hashem. Which is connected to Yitzhak Avinu. Gevura is holding back. And the physical world is a world that was created in Gevura. Bereishis Bara Elokim. It means the Gevur of Hashem, holding back. That's why the second Bracha, we specifically talk about the things in the physical world, whether it be life itself, or referring to the life that we have in this world, which is limited. We're talking about the rain, which comes and goes, something lacking in the world that we need to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talking about Panosa, Machakachayim Bechesed, the Mechtoichlim, Rafei Cholim, our ability to be always upright and healthy. All these things are things that are given in limited amounts in this world. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know that you are the Baal Gevuros. You are the one that set up this whole system. Who is like you? You are the one who set up the gvuras. And what does that mean? You set up the gvuras, the limited parts of this world, but nobody's like you, because generally, a person who's misnagvig means a gvura, person who, his nature is gvura, he's a powerful person, he knows how to control people. So he's a controlling person, and he's always limiting them. But he also the exact opposite. The whole essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed rachman, is giving. The gevuras which is put into the world to put us in a situation that we have to deal with this limited, this physical world, and use it properly. So we should have nisyonis, we should have sometimes even hardships to give us the opportunity to recognize, yes, it may not be so simple, but I'm going to put my energy into it to come closer to Hashem. Even times I don't understand things, I have questions. Why is Hashem doing this? I don't let that weaken the relationship and the closeness between me and Hashem. That's all Hashem wants out of these gluas. Because the way we grow is when we have things that aren't simple, that are sometimes hard, need a lot of energy to overcome. Like they say, if it's for free, it's worthless. The only good things in life is things you have to put energy. But from the tzara agra, the more pain, the more effort that's necessary, the more reward. That's where Hashem set it up. That's what it's all about. So the gvura is about them, limitations that Hashem sent in the world, but it's coming from the midas harachmas, the midas of giving. It's where we gain more. It's something that we have to work for. It's not nahama diki sufa. It's not this bread that a handout, like poor people give handouts. It's something that we earned. That's what Hashem wanted us to do. Hashem wanted us to earn it. That's what dafkan the broch of gvura is. We're asking for our needs. You would think, like the Giba, that one who limits holds back. So you're asking him for sustenance and for rain and for life. He's the one that's not giving that. That's coming from that recognition that we recognize that everything that Hashem is holding back is just a way to give us more. Right now, on the surface, it looks like he's holding back. But he's doing that so we should get more reward in the world. We should be deserving of reward. We should have a beautiful Olam Haba. We should have a deeper connection. When you invest in a connection, a connection to somebody else, then it's a real relationship. The relationship is just because he gives you everything you want. That's not a relationship. We know so often, sometimes a parent can give the children everything they want, and there's no relationship. It's just an old one-way relationship. So upon him, that's his bracha gevura. So if you notice, we just finished saying, and after we say that micha moicha, on the seis meitzuva, we add another micha moicha. Micha moicha of harachamim, now here we're putting the word rachamim into this bracha of gurus. Like we said, externally gurus seems to be the opposite of rachamim. Gurus holding back midas adin. You have to deserve it. So we use the micha moicha because the same micha moicha we said before. The same micha moicha we said. When we took the Kriyas Yamsov, Michamocha Be'ilim Hashem, Michamocha Nedeva Kodesh, the power of Hashem, over here was saying, but we know, and these great holy Yom Le'Yom, we know that all these Gevuras are just external facade. Behind it is Michamocha Ava Rachamim. In the Gevura, we see the Rachamim. That is the highest level of Korva Kodesh Bohu. That's the highest level of recognition of the true relationship between us and HaKodesh Bohu. These Yom Le'Yom, which are times of Midas Adin, Midas Agvura, this is a time for us to come to that deeper recognition. Yes, we're going through days of judgment. Says Meitzuve, we don't know L'chaim L'mavet, but you know one thing, that it's all being carried out by Avarachlan. He's the one behind the whole thing. He's the one who desires that with our voices Hashem, with our turning to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll be teaching him and changing our ways, we're going to be able to flip it from Midas Adin to Midas Arachim. That's what he really wants. And that's what we're saying in the second bracha. So even though it sounds like a request, Micha Moicha, Zoycha Yitzuv L'chaim Arachim, but the etzim is much more than that. It's making a statement that we recognize behind all the gvuras, behind all the Midas Adin, is of Arachim. And that recognition is the thing that gives us a schus to make it through the Neyadin, Zoycha, to the fact in the Torah. The fact that Christ will have been recognized is not a judgment by some king we don't know, the judgment by our own father, Ovar Achmel. Should be zeichet to feel this. Every one of the sites may choose and already prepare itself now. But even though we have hardships and things don't always go our way, it was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ovar Achmel. The more we see that deeper part of the relationship, Torah Achmel behind the facade of Dinin and Gurus, then we're going to arouse and either the Rachman and the Zeicha, the Chayim, Tzivim, or the Shalom. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.